Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, and employed with insert in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for being a part of our show tonight. I will be with you for the next 2 hours and 47 minutes, but I am not alone. I am joined here by Amanda, who will join us in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land want to be a part of the show tonight, you have something to share, give us a call. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Amanda in here. Amanda, welcome.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm out of
question, right?
Yeah, my favorite question. So what have you been working on lately?
Oh, well, I mean, today has been kind of an eventful day as far as vaccine mandates go, or vaccines in general, and the lie that viruses are. So I've been a little bit consumed with that, other than the other typical the typical things that the genocide that we are experiencing at the hands of the evildoers, as I call them. So today that's been my focus.
All right, well, talk about that. What happened unanimously today?
Right. So if anybody has never watched an ACIP meeting, this is the advisory for the vaccine approvals, basically. And they get together, this group of officials. So some are scientists, some are doctors. Most are just appointed officials. And they decide what is going to be recommended for the childhood vaccine protocols.
Yeah.
So if they want, you know, if they think that having a new flu vaccine, which happens often, they'll have some new concoction that they call a flu vaccine, and they'll switch it up, they'll do a different excipient or whatever, and they'll say it's a new strain, and they'll say, well, that one's the one they're going to recommend, and that will now be implemented in all pediatricians' offices for babies, from infants to brand new newborns all the way up till 15 years old. So that was the newest event or happening today, that the ACIP board meeting decided that they would now put a COVID, quote-unquote, vaccine on the childhood schedule. And so in places like California, where you have to be current on every stab that there is to go to school, all the children going to school or school age will have to receive the gene therapy.
Pfizer and Moderna, I guess, must have paid big money for this.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And they were also talking about how, and I believe you mentioned this today as well, at least that was the impression I got, you were hinting toward how they have admitted, they, the evildoers, have admitted that they are creating a quote-unquote virus that's deadly, that's 80% kill rate, and they developed that purposely. They're coming out with admission that they are creating a deadly virus.
And it comes from the same motley group of characters, Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, that Dr. Frati funded Peter Daszak for. And he's still talking about how he didn't pay for gain-of-function research when he argues with Rand Paul, but everybody's admitting that they paid for gain-of-function with this, with Peter Daszak.
Wow, interesting. So now, yeah, so they don't admit it, but then they admit it. It's the typical gaslighting that happens. It's like, well, no, we didn't say that, but no, we did say that. We did say that, but we didn't say that. That's total
gaslighting.
We're allowed
to say that we said it, but you're not allowed to say that we said it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. We say how we say it, They're not allowed to admit that, or you're not allowed to call us out on that. And why are they doing this? Why are they trying to hybridize this so-called virus? Why are they doing that? And, you know, they're saying it's for research. They're saying that they need to understand it more, but they're coming right out and admitting that they're acting as though they are God. They want to play God.
No, they're not playing God. They're playing Satan.
Because
God would be about being positive and doing things for the community. This is satanic.
Yes, amen to that. Amen to that. You know, they're trying to say that they take something that they claim is natural, naturally occurring, and do things to it in the lab to see what they can create and find that it's extremely deadly. And they do that in the name of research. Well, we know damn well that they're not just doing something for research. It's about how they can get funding to do another scare tactic and have a biological weapon that they can actually weaponize, a biological weapon that they can weaponize in an act of war. And for our sake, in our case, it would be to wipe out civilization as we know it. And I feel like that's what they're up to.
Well, you know what's sad?
So I'm
with this upcoming election in 3 months or 3 weeks, you're still going to have people that are voting for Democrats. Not that I like Republicans a lot more, but they're going to vote for the people that will kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anybody but the orange man. They love to be controlled, I guess. I was just reading a couple of articles on it just to see if anything had changed, but no, it's still the same stuff I've been reading.
So
yeah,
something
hasn't really changed. Mm-hmm.
Something I wanted to get into today. You have Stacey Abrams in Georgia who still thinks she's about to be governor.
Mm.
She is out there telling people on MSNBC that the reason why you're so worried about the gas prices is because you have children. If you had abortions, then you wouldn't be worried about the price of gas.
That's right. She's that one. Oh, my gosh. I had to double check on that. I thought certainly nobody would be that bold to say such a thing, but no, she's all about that.
So how do you sell that?
Yeah,
how do you
question.
Tell people it's your fault? You might not even have kids. You might have kids that are grown. And you're going to tell people
that
you're only worried about the price of gas because you don't have abortions. How does that compute?
Right. Agreed. Yeah, so that's
like telling you can't afford your rent because you eat too much vegetables.
Right. Well, she's trying to use a topic that's a hot topic. It's a sensitive in the news. It's a very, you know, vogue topic to be concerned about. And so she's using that platform to get more attention to what she wants to create more of an emotion around it.
She's using corporate buzzwords terms in hopes
there you
of
go.
Something she says will go viral and then people will look at her. But I think by now, people are, they're doing polls nationwide, and less than 5% nationwide even care that much about the abortions. For most people, it's not even in their top 10. And I had on Friday, I got called to do a survey. And I figure a Democrat wrote this survey because there were so many questions about abortions and how extreme were the January 6th people and what do you think about Alex Jones and Sandy Hook? And it was just strange how what is the biggest reason why you would not vote for Trump in 2024? They asked me that.
Wow, that had to have been written by a Democrat because they're asking you about Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, and Donald Trump at the same – wow. Yeah.
So the thing is that I haven't heard one positive thing regarding a Democrat. Everybody's just a carbon copy, and they tell each other what to say, I guess. But nothing is different. You can go to any – you can go to anywhere where a congressperson is running, and every Democrat will send you something in the mail that the Republican person is too extreme on abortion. You're guaranteed that. I don't know if you got one of those in the mail. I get that every week. Don't vote for Sam Peters because he's extreme on abortions. And then if you go to Florida, it doesn't matter who the candidate is. I looked today just to see, and I saw like at least 20 of them that said that so-and-so, the Republican candidate, is too extreme on abortions. It's like they're almost written by the same person, and they just Photoshop in one person and take out the other.
I was just about to say something very similar to that. They have this template that they use, and they just fill in that person's name and maybe change a little bit of the wording, you know, it's the same template, I'm pretty sure. And it's
if somebody's running in North Carolina and then you have somebody running in Arizona, they could just literally take the people out of there and put the other people in. Who's going to know?
True. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
But it's either Republicans are going to take Social Security away or Republicans are going to take your abortions away. That's all they're running on right now. And we're not Trump.
Uh-huh.
Never mind the inflation, the gas prices, the nuclear war, the oil, everything in life. Never mind the mandates will be coming back should the Democrats win again. And people are still going to vote for this. You got 40% of the population nationwide that will vote for Democrat. And like I've said a few times, it does not matter if Governor Grusom says, we're literally going to knock on 50% of the doors in California and kill people because there's too many people. And people would still vote for that. People would still vote for that.
They would, because they would think, my neighbor, oh my gosh, my neighbor is such a problem. They need to just be taken out. They don't realize that shit happens at their doorstep. That's what they would get to look forward to. And excuse my French, but that's just how it feels. It's always something that's going to happen to the people that annoy them the most. And take those people out of the play.
I wish I wasn't joking, but because I don't think I'm joking.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying about. That's why they're happy to have mandates or any kind of government initiative that will control the masses, because those types of people actually think it's going to make it a better place for them. It's going to be easier, and it's going to be more convenient, and they'll have their student loans paid off, and they'll have their rent taken care of, and they'll be all their needs will be met by this good daddy government. Just take out the ones who are subversive and don't go along with it. Don't vote in the way that they feel like they should. No, I agree with you. I don't think you're joking. It's, I mean, it seems harsh, but absolutely where it's going. They think it's okay to kill babies, so why not kill humans? I mean, there was a time when they were talking like you could, an abortion could be, what was it, 8-9 months after the child is born, and they're still calling that an abortion?
Well, I know California was trying to do 28 days after. Somebody else was saying up to 10 months after, but I don't remember who that was.
But to even suggest that shows. That just shows. And I'm sure, no doubt, there'd be some support for that in that specific community. Because you can't even just be your own gender anymore. You have to identify yourself somehow. You have to play along with the, well, I identify as a she, her, or a he, him, or you can't just be natural anymore. It has to be okayed with society and the culture.
I don't know if you saw this out of Virginia, but there's somebody running for Congress, I think. I had the article up last week, but now that it's up in conversation. But this lady wants to make gendering your children a punishable crime by going to jail, and CPS takes your kids away. Because
the
baby could be 4 months old, and you say, look at my baby girl, she's adorable. And if the right person hears that, they could call the police on you, because you misgendered a child without their permission.
Yep. Because the only thing that children at that age can figure out is what gender they are. That's the only thing they can figure out. They can't figure out it's either shoes, but they know what gender they are. Okay.
Well, at 4 months, they haven't even learned how to roll over yet.
Right.
They just know how to look
but
at
they
you.
Might. Right, so how dare you assume that child wants to roll front to back? Maybe the child wanted to roll back to front first. Did we ever ask the child? Did we ever get their opinion on that?
So the same person wants to let violent murderers out of jail because it's cruel and unusual punishment for the black community, but they want to arrest people for misgendering their babies without their express consent.
Huh, right. Yeah,
that is satanic. There's nothing about the Lord's work in that.
Agreed. So I couldn't agree more. And then they wonder why we have such a problem in the world, just with confusion. In the world, I should say more like just in the States, because it's so localized, but in the world, it's still happening everywhere, where this propaganda is spreading and making it as though those are things that children should be able to decide, and that you should be teaching your child they're not even able to read yet, but you should be reading to them stories about transgender people and about sex. So you should be teaching them about gay sex specifically. And that's new. As a teacher, I'm appalled. I would never teach something like that to a little 4-year-old, because they can't conceptualize that stuff.
There are schools where a teacher is required to show boys, well, and girls, I guess. I was looking at an article on this, but they have to play with themselves in class, and they get a grade on that in a kindergarten class.
Yes, I have heard that. That's definitely not my area, but yes, I've heard that as well.
Yeah, who's going to have just whip out their stuff and say, this is how you touch yourself?
Exactly.
Why do we have to live in a world where there's pornography for under 18-year-olds?
Uh-huh. Amen to that. What are we trying to do with these poor little children? They don't understand. They don't understand the action of having sex with somebody. They don't understand what that is and what it results in. And these adults, these sick, twisted adults, are tossing these children to the wolves. and it's pretty horrifying. You know, it's beyond the drag queen story hour. It's like, okay, the drag queen comes and reads the story, and then you have to touch the drag queen's crotch. I saw that just like 2 days ago. Just go up and touch them in the crotch. Ha ha, it's really funny. There's adults sitting around thinking that's great. And it's abuse.
Yeah, so you have a drag queen that can just literally show their crotch to a five-year-old, and I sent you an article on this, and they think it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking it up. Oh, InfoWars. Yep. Is this the one I read? This might have been... No, it's not the one. But... Yeah, these are the adults who are looking for attention from other adults, and they're willing to sacrifice the innocence of these children for it. Yeah, here's the part of what I had seen. I hadn't read it on InfoWars, but this is disturbing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so the drag queen, I should stop calling them drag queens and just call them pedophiles. This pedophile just saw some five-year-olds and just pulled up his dress and exposed his Mr. Unlucky to the five-year-old. And he perfectly thinks it's okay.
Twerked and flashed his underwear while singing a song about his... Oh, yeah, that's lovely. Oh, my gosh. This is what he's singing to these children. That's, I mean, he, it, I don't know what to call it.
Oh, call it a pedophile.
He's pretending to be a girl. There you go. Yeah, that's so disturbing.
So I'm going to quote the lyrics that the drag queen the pedophile thought was perfectly acceptable to talk to 5 year olds.
Go ahead.
Nobody hears me curse unless I say it in context, and it won't do it justice if I just say half the words. So I have to say it out loud. This way you understand the context of what the pedophile was saying to the 5 year old. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat, fuck me all night, pussy.
Wow, that's some really, you know, inspirational lyrics right there. Super inspirational. And I'm sure those little children had no idea what was even being said to them.
I remember not being allowed to buy certain cassettes because they contained profanities on them, and I was under 18.
Right.
And it could have just been, there's a Billy Joel song where, the Nylon Curtain, I believe, that had Allentown and Pressure on it. And there was one song where Billy Joel said, "I feel like a fucking fool." And I couldn't buy the album because it had a profanity on it. One song, one curse word. But it's okay for this to flash yourself, show the five-year-olds your stuff, and curse at them and be graphic. And these people think that's okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens in Texas. I have a feeling that this might not be what the pedophile wants the ruling to go. If they lived in New York or California, they could probably get away with this, and they would probably receive pay raises. But if they're in Texas, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I was reading the rest of the article, too, and these people attending the events are willing to pay large amounts of money, some of the tickets running up to $200 each. That's pretty interesting. But yeah,
so
that's where
this
we're
is
at.
What you get for $200?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
And then those adults sitting around thinking it's okay and or even applauding it and joining in and cheering. And, you know, I've never been to a drag show before. I know that it used to be where it was just adults only performance, and it wasn't sexualized like that. It was a bunch of guys dressing up like these famous women, and they would do dances and, you know, sing songs, and it was a performance, and it was for 18 and above. And those days are
gone. Yeah, there was
gone,
a guy here that did like Joan Rivers in concert. I forget the guy's name, but he did some stand-up comedy. He dressed like Joan Rivers. He danced and he sang a few songs, and Kenny Kerr, I think, was the name.
Oh. See, we have...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was about done anyway. It was just that Kenny Kerr would act like Joan Rivers and maybe have a mild burlesque show, but there were no privates being shown. It was maybe some dirty jokes, but it wasn't, like, raunchy.
Right, exactly. And that's what I remember of even performers like RuPaul, where it was more just the entertainment factor and them dressing up, and they would look very similar to the actual star and do a pretty good impression, and it was just supposed to be entertainment only, fun, and not, like you said, not raunchy, not sexualized, and definitely
not. This isn't even fun anymore. This is like a war almost. They're going to battle.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
This is serious. There's no way that any of this could be construed as fun.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. It's only to groom the children and get them to be engaged and think it's a good thing to just be confused about your gender and be okay to feel like you're a boy and you want to dress up like a girl, and you should be applauded for that, not just allowed but applauded and congratulated.
There's a few reasons why the elites love promoting this gay stuff.
Oh yeah.
So some of it might be because they enjoy it, but others, they look at it like people, the goal is to have one gender. And as we merge with machines, you won't be procreating. You won't really have a gender. You'll be used to just being Robin or Patty or just some regular name that won't be sexual at all. So it won't matter at the end of the day when these people take control of us that there's no boundary, I guess. You're everything. You're just like the Italian prime minister said, that they're just grooming everybody to be the perfect consumer and to shut up and do as you're told and to just accept what they're feeding you, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And that was a very bold statement, too, or just calling people out like that, especially in this climate. That was pretty impressive. I was so surprised and happy about someone being brave enough to say it. It needs to be said. And it's not being stuffy, and it's not being old-fashioned. It's actually having respect for other human beings. It's actually having the love and kindness and respect that we would have for other people, rather than just looking at someone as though they don't have any qualities. They are non-binary. They are robotic. They are AI, like you said. And I agree with you. I do feel like
that
is their
meant to have feelings. You're just supposed to do as you're told, and And when we reach 500 million people in the world, then you just have to accept that your microchip will go off at any given time, and dead you are.
Yep. Totally agree with that.
I just don't think that humanity, I don't think right now we're ready to go down that road. I somehow have faith that the globalists know that they're in trouble, so they have to keep doing things worse and worse and worse, and somebody's going to lose, and I just have a feeling right now that the globalists are not going to win this round, but maybe roughly about every 80 years they keep trying. And
yeah.
Maybe around 2100, maybe they'll be closer this time than they were during World War II, because at 1940, you had many nations that were, the goal was for everybody to go socialist and get a one world government then. So you had Mussolini, you had Mao, you had Stalin and Lenin, Mussolini, Hitler. Here you had Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who definitely took a hard left into socialism. And they all were wanting to work together, but Hitler just said, I'm not here to work with everybody. I'm here to do this myself.
Right.
So he didn't want to wait for everybody else. Everybody else said you have to do stuff in stages, and he said, no, we're going to do it now. And he was successful for a long time until he thought that he can go into Russia. And Russia basically blew him up, so to speak.
Right.
So Russia ended that war.
Yeah. Right, and I think there is a little bit of a distinction, and I've said this before, because, yes, there is a pattern, and this happens quite a bit. The difference this time, at least in the history that we are aware of, we are all connected through the Internet now, and we have this technological connection with each other. And
which can go either way.
Right. And I don't know if we've ever been faced with AI as the legitimate threat that it is, because there are people who believe that, and, you know, a lot of celebrities, I won't name names, but they believe that it is a good idea to mess with your DNA, because that will keep you young. It will keep you alive longer. That will keep you here. You will be useful. You will have overcome the flesh. And again, it speaks to what I believe, that these people are trying to play God. Like you said, they're Satan, of course. But in their minds, they're like, well, I'm going to be God now, and I'm going to just take over my own DNA and stop the process and stop the death process. And a good way to do that would be to use technology and somehow meld it with the DNA so that you can become Captain America or whoever is your idol to in any of the movies, the superheroes who have somehow magically been able to assimilate this new technology into their cellular DNA and become invincible or just useful and be able to live many years. And I think they look at that as an
upgrade. I guess you saw how Madonna announced that she's gay now.
Yes, I was not going to name names, but she is the first one that comes to mind. She's gay, and she looks fake. She looks so fake. Just everything about her is fake.
I'll tell you somebody, I don't know how well you know your 80s music, but someone that has been a lesbian since when she first started, believe it or not, and you'll never guess this. Do you remember Samantha Fox?
No. No. Would I know the music?
Naughty Girls Need Love Too?
Oh. That doesn't sound familiar.
Touch Me?
No, I don't know.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Well, write the name around and check it later, I guess.
Okay. So she's been a lesbian since the first day? Is that what you were saying?
It was announced in like 1990, right when she was at the end of her peak, where she still had albums out and she was doing stuff, but her first two albums were much bigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might recognize something if I heard it, but as you know, I was definitely not listening to that genre in the 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, from what I understood, Madonna was very much into guys, and I know she's been married and she has kids, or at least that's what I understand.
Yeah.
So
it's all about being trendy. So whatever she has to do to reach the kids.
Yes, exactly. And to look at her is frightening. It doesn't look anything like the Madonna I remember. And I do remember her from the 80s because her music, she was just so popular, and she was also an actress, or at least played in a couple of movies, I think. But anyway, she was super popular.
I've seen her in concert, and I will go on record saying that out of all the established artists, I'm not going to call people that didn't have a hit or one minor hit song, I'm not calling them the worst, because they didn't have that opportunity to become the best. But Madonna was the worst big act I've ever seen.
Really? Wow. I did not know that. So what was so bad? Was it just because her voice is terrible? Or what?
I'll explain. It's just the whole vibe. So when you go to a show, you could tell if they really feel like doing their job or if they're there just for a paycheck. And there was no inspiration whatsoever. And she came in 20 minutes late. Everyone said she was drunk. She left 20 minutes early. She was only supposed to be on for an hour and 10 minutes or something, but she did like 35 minutes. She did one song that people knew, and like four or five other songs, nobody had any clue what they were. And then she bounced.
Yeah, that would make for a very disappointing concert.
And the song that I knew wasn't even one of her biggest hits. It was just one of her most current that made the charts. So it wasn't like a huge hit.
Just there for the paycheck, it sounds like.
So it was like, yeah, I'm going to play six songs off my new album. One of them was released. Five others, I don't know if they'll get released or not. This is what I'm playing, and I'm going to leave. Now, where's my $20 million?
Yeah. that's pretty pathetic. Well, then she's got to keep herself relevant by keeping herself, even if she has to be the freak show, which I think she always liked to be the freak show, even back then. So it's just, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that she's willing to go out of her way to be the most creepy-looking thing that's out there. It's very strange. There are other celebrities, too, that I hear that they use specific products, but I'm sure you've heard of Adrenochrome, and they're now actually verifying
And Gwen Stefani is age 52, and everybody's talking about how she looks like she's younger than 40.
Yes, and she's another one that you can't even tell it's the same girl. You would never know. You'd think that maybe they were related, but you wouldn't know it's her. It's pretty freaking crazy
I don't necessarily think either of us look like we're 50.
That's true. I agree with that. But we look like ourselves, right? Wouldn't you say you look like a more mature version of yourself? Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody said that you were 43 and I was 43, I would believe them, not knowing who we are.
Yeah. No need for any injection or any kind of specific product that is supposed to keep you fake youthful. And it's false. And it always feels to me like they're trying to do some sort of combination of technology and human DNA so that they can act as though they have some ability to avoid death and maybe even to have their own form of resurrection.
Mm.
No. Thing is, though, there are plenty of us humans who do not allow that sort of thing, and we keep ourselves pretty sovereign, and that keeps our intuition clear.
I'm not saying you can't do things to make yourself look younger, but it's what they're doing just isn't what I have in mind as what's I don't know what they're doing unless it's adrenochrome. If it's just healthy living, which I don't think, if somebody was a 60-year-old vegan that did 2,000 sit-ups a day and 2,500 push-ups and they looked like they were 40, I would buy into that, but I am not going to believe that Madonna is one of those kinds of people.
Not even. Because they don't even look close to the way they used to. So there's one thing of staying youthful, but you still look like yourself. She doesn't look anything like herself. I had to actually go and verify it through other pictures to make sure that was her, quote unquote, because I wouldn't believe it. There's no way. Even Gwen Stefani, Nicole Kidman, I had to actually go look at pictures to make sure it's beyond surgery. There's something else going on because there's no really amount of surgery you can do to have zero lines on your face. Even if you had a face tech, it would pull your skin back so much you could tell there's something else going on. And that's why I say there's the adrenochrome, and they've actually verified that recently, too, that
right.
They intercepted shipments of these capsules and proved if anybody knows where adrenochrome comes from, they would be horrified. And you'll hear about some stars, like, say, Sandra Bullock, using topical ointments that is made from the foreskin of a male's.
Right.
Yes. So that's one thing when you're using body parts that were not, that could have been given willingly, but this is like the adrenochrome is something that only comes from torture and death. And so it's impossible to find any way to say it other than these people are evil and they're beyond pedophiles, they're Satanists. That's how I look at it, and to me that just falls in the same alignment of using technology to override your DNA so that you're not natural, you're not human anymore. At some point you're just more machine than man.
What
happens. Yes, exactly. I tried to watch a movie with Nicole Kidman, and it's been out for, like, I want to say it's a couple of years. No, it might have been last year it was released. But anyway, it was so hard to watch her face. I couldn't hardly stand it. It doesn't – I wouldn't have guessed it was her. I just had to keep reminding myself. Ugh, she looks so abnormal. Anyway, it's creepy and it's wrong. And yes, youthful living, you can, drink celery juice and exercise and get plenty of sleep and use nice little topical ointments that help your skin to stay youthful, but you're not going to look like you're completely a half machine from that kind of behavior. And also it makes me wonder, like, we look at Biden and his, or Brandon, as you like to call him, we look at him, and a lot of people will say he doesn't look anything like he used to. Yes, he's older, of course, and he's got more of a blank look on his face, but there are times when I'll see pictures of him just even 10 years ago compared to the way he is now, and it's hard to tell. Like, there are some serious differences in who you see today in front of you in the screen and who is representing that person 10 years ago. And it really makes me wonder which one of them was, you know, because I have to think that the one that we see today is the one that is the blank one. It's the one that's waiting for his software update all the time.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah. Needs a software update. That's a lot of them, a lot of those people that are in sort of, just in power. You have to, I just don't trust it. And I think they're up to no good. And that's what they're after is usefulness and staying in power for as long as they can. At any cost. So if it is wrecking the economy and creating manufactured crises so that people will give up their freedoms or even some people kill themselves because they don't see a way out, and it's all for this elite or this cabal or whatever you want to call it, name it the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, it's almost like they take that as their sacrifices.
I want to go backwards here. I was just looking to see if the clip is uploaded, but we were talking about Stacey Abrams and the abortion, and then we went all the way down here. Which is fine. It all fit in the conversation, but I want to play this minute and 40-second clip of, wait, is it, hold on here. Yeah, it's a minute and 40 seconds where Stacey Abrams says abortions will fix inflation.
I just asked you, you're running for governor of Georgia. I would assume, maybe incorrectly, but while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. And so it's important for us to have both and conversations. We don't have the luxury of reducing it or separating them out, but we also have to talk about what a governor can do. A governor can address housing prices. A governor can address the cost of education. A governor can put money into the pockets of everyday hardworking Georgians instead of giving tax cuts to the wealthy. That's what I talk about on the trail, and that's what's resonating. But let's not pretend that women, half the population, especially those of childbearing age, they understand that having a child is absolutely an economic issue. It is only politicians who see it as simply another cultural conversation. It is a real biological and economic imperative conversation that women need to have.
Ms. Abrams, this is Eddie Glaude. First of all, congratulations. We're both going to be celebrating.
So, yeah, she just doubled down on it. The reporter was trying to do her a solid by trying to get her to talk about something that's not called abortion. And she just laughed it off like, oh, you fool.
Yeah. She's like, let's be clear.
But the American public does not want to be told that the reason why your gas is high is because you have children. Nobody wants to hear that, and yet these fools go out there and they're trying to sell it to you. They're not even talking to you.
Right. So using this hot topic, this hot button topic of abortion to further whatever it is, whatever their platform is. Well, let's be clear, it's not our fault as politicians that your gas prices are high. Let's be clear, that's because you decided to have children. That's why you, it's your fault because you have children.
Yeah, the reason why you're paying so much in food costs now as opposed to last year, it's not inflation. It's not the limited
right.
supply. It's because you decided to have children 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And then we just made it so, you know, so impossible to do that all-important thing to keep our inflation down by getting abortions. And now they've just, you know, ruined that. That was our only way out of this mess. That's gaslighting 101 right there.
And then when she loses in 3 weeks, she's not going to be happy, but is she going to say that too many of her voters had abortions? So they couldn't vote for her because they were aborted?
Right. Right. That would be because that's what she would have to come up with some way to tie that together. Boy, I would have had more votes. If only. I don't remember ever once thinking a politician was worth my vote if they used a platform such as that where they're deflecting the truth off onto something that has no relevance to that topic. So if I were to any of the politicians that I hear, if they flip-flop at all like that or if they seem as though they're trying to point the blame somewhere else, I automatically distrust them because I realize that they're not
well, it's not exactly
kind of
a flipping and flopping. It's that they are only a one-trick pony. So you could ask them, what color is the sky? And they'll tell you the color of the sky is an abortion.
Yeah.
So
or whatever
all
the hot topic
is. The same answer.
Right. And if it's not abortion, it'll be something else that's every bit as triggering as the next hot topic. It's not any kind of real true platform. It's not, you're going to go into politics to represent me, right? No, it's never that. It's always, I'm going to find something that really is very trendy, and I'm going to rely on that because that's how I'm going to get my
vote. Oh, it's not even, I'm going to find something trendy. What you're doing is, what do the top Democrats believe in? Oh, they want abortions and drag queen story time? I could do that. Just let me be governor, and I'll do that for you.
Right. And that'll be my platform. And, you know, and it doesn't look like it's going very well.
How is it that
you
can run
else.
As a politician and you're given your platform? Why are you there? If you can't influence people with your own ideas and values, why be there? I would never come to work at Freedomizer Radio if I was given a script and told this is what I have to say.
Right. All right, I agree with that.
I don't think I've ever once, Amanda, told you or anybody else here what you have to say.
Never. Quite the opposite. And that seems to me like something that politicians, when they're worth their salt, when they are able to actually represent like they're supposed to, will have some sort of well-thought-out, well-researched, and or even be living that type of lifestyle so that they can actually be a true representative. But just picking out whatever is hot at the moment or very triggering or comes from their party line or whatever, it's just, to me, that's not trustworthy. I can't
it's disingenuous,
I can't trust
very
that.
Much.
Yeah, right. And I won't vote for anybody who acts like they don't have a spine, they don't have any kind of passion for what they're doing. And I always like to bring up Ron Paul because I still listen to his YouTube channel, not every day,
right,
but often, and looking to see where he brings up different insights. And still to this day, he's the same as before, always looking for how to keep the freedoms, keep the sovereignty, be allowed to make your own choices. And that, to me, shows somebody with integrity.
Meanwhile, you have the Gen Z people and the millennials to a lesser extent that are going back to, I don't trust anybody over 30 because the over 30 crowd doesn't want communism.
Right. They think they want communism, but if they were to live it for 5 days or so, they would change their tune for sure. If they had to actually live it, they would shut up about it. But
well, you might have heard me say this or meme this, but if the Democrat Party wants to be so full of communism, what they should do is they should hire some Hispanics from Home Depot, pack their house in a U-Haul, and drive that U-Haul down to Havana, Cuba. And then they can then they can experience their freedom.
Yes. And see how the government taking care of you and how that looks and how you'll just have everything handed to you because communism keeps you all at the same level of poverty.
And then you hear people saying that, well, here we'll get universal basic income, like Cubans don't get universal basic income. They don't just, if there's no jobs, they don't just have you not pay your rent. They're going to pay you just enough money to live on, and you don't get any luxuries.
That's right. You don't get to go run to Starbucks and get your venti, I smoke a whatever drink for $8 every day.
They still don't even allow cars to be imported, so everybody has cars from the 1950s.
I didn't know that. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, so if you have people that their literal side hustle is that they have access to metal and they can build an alternator for your car from that metal because you can't get parts. So people will take scrap metal and turn that into a hubcap or something like a water pump or something.
Interesting. Yeah, could you imagine that being the case here in the United States with all these people who have never had to experience such living conditions? I'm certain they would not be big fans of communism after a week of living like that.
Probably not, but don't forget, these people will have an equal vote as you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And the voter fraud. Fraud will take care of the rest.
Yeah, there's been people already caught in Arizona. Hmm. They're driving with their license plates covered up. And then they get out and they have their scam on and their gloves on and you see them pulling huge, hefty trash bags and just stuffing those ballot boxes or drop boxes.
Oh, interesting.
And the Democrat Party is saying, well, what's wrong with that? So one person, I guess, that they have no problem with one person having 872 votes. Because as long as it's theirs, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. As long as it's in their favor, who cares how it happened? Wow. Well, that's interesting because that That definitely would have been a federal offense at one time. I guess now we don't have to worry about that because even the president of the United States currently is in that position because of voter fraud.
Yeah, so what is it that stops us from having voter fraud for other candidates? Other than we have a conscience.
Yeah, right. Yep. I know that some areas that have been in communism for long periods, and I'll just use Poland as an example because my son Lance, who you have met, lived there and actually speaks Polish fluently, and he will tell you that even though in Poland they are not currently under communistic rule, the residual effects of communism are still alive and well. So, for example, like just here in the States, when you have a construction project going on, you've got, you know, two or three people working and then five standing around waiting for whatever, and you see that all over. Well, in Poland, it's almost a given that because they're going to receive the same amount of money, regardless of how fast or hard or well done that job is, how fast they've worked, how well done the project is, they're still going to get paid the same amount. That's communism. It's not that you went into the construction trade because you're so great at it, and it's not that you're going to give it all you've got and make it this great project because you want to get your name out there and hopefully get other jobs because you have this great reputation. No, it's just that's what you were assigned, and you get paid exactly the same amount as the garbage man does. And so you act your wage, and you actually just take forever to finish that project. So they will have construction projects that go for absolutely years with hardly any progress because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you got it done fast or not. You're just going to get paid the same amount. And a lot of these people don't know if there's going to be another project for them after that. So they keep it, they draw it out, they prolong it to the point where things just don't get done because they don't have the desire, the drive for it. And even though they're not technically communistic, it's still that way after all these years of being under a president, quote-unquote. And that's what you would see in any of these countries, that where the government is mandating or telling the people what they are doing, and you don't have any entrepreneurship. There's no small businesses to compete with each other, or big other businesses competing with big businesses. There's just no competition. And where's the drive? Where's the desire? There's none. And it feels like that's happening now with the younger generation already right now. There's just really no drive to do anything new or important, or no reason to go do something that just lights the fire under you. You just sign up for the party line and you go with that, and that's your new identity. They don't have their own passion, their own desires. They don't try to follow through on it. So no wonder they love communism. It fits their personality, or lack thereof.
Well, you don't really have kids don't really have much of an inspiration right now to do anything, literally, except you don't see them collecting anything. Like when we were kids, people got into comic books or cards, or they did other various stuff. Now nobody does anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's not nearly as desirable. There's no focus on it anymore. It's just more like, what, you know, how are you going to sit at home and get some money just by being on the computer? Maybe you can be a social media influencer, or maybe you can just find an online job, and that's it.
And it's hard. Like, I'll tell you about what what we've been doing. For mm-hmm. Barefoot is Legal, we make anywhere from $400 to $900 a month. On Facebook with our videos and our business page and all that other odds and ends, but that's not enough. It's a nonprofit, so my proceeds are zero out of it. It just goes right back into the nonprofit, but that is hard to even get that much money.
Yeah.
Because I literally have to put content out 5 days a week. And I have to go through the page. I have to make sure a certain amount of people are joining every day. I have to make sure we're getting the right amount of daily views, which is fine. I don't mind doing it. I like doing it. But as far as being a social media influencer, it takes a lot of work to get even to that point.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you see some of the other social media influencers that have millions of followers, literally millions of followers on
TikTok.
But
how do they do that, though? There are 17-year-olds on YouTube that do makeup tips, and they get $4,000 a month.
Yeah. And all they do is this basic thing. We'll say make funny faces in the camera, and they get all these followers from being silly. And it's not like you're trying to promote a good cause. So for Barefoot is Legal, it's an actual good cause. It's an actual health-related topic. It's something that's – and it's also a legal topic, and it's got a very great foundation. Whereas other times, social media influencers are just, you know, walking in front of the camera or doing a little dance, and that's what gets them all the followers. Get them all the views and all the likes, and that's how they're getting this big payout, because they're very much just basic and there's no foundation for it. But your foundation has something. It's a substance. It's an actual cause.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that could just smile or make my butt clap or whatever just so I can make money. I have to have a purpose.
Right. Exactly. And that's the difference. You know, you have a passion for something specific, and this is an important topic. And thankfully, after all these years, you're finally getting some payout for it, or I should say the organization is. Maybe you're not.
It took me almost 7 years to get to that point that we're actually making something.
Wow. That's a long time, whereas some of these TikTok influencers are just making silly faces with silly noises and just acting like clowns. It's so popular. And they're raking in the big bucks for that. So where's the substance to that? Where's the good cause? I mean, yeah, sure, they're getting paid, but at what?
You're not learning anything.
Exactly. It's just stupid. It's like mindless. It's mindless. Trying to watch Maury Povich or something. It's just mindless and stupid. I don't know.
Yeah,
some people might say that about what I'm doing, but
not everybody has to like what I'm doing, but at the end of the day, at least there's a message.
True, and they don't have to like it, but that's because you do have a message. That's why. There is a message.
Yeah.
It's important. And there is a cause, there is a foundation, there is a passion behind all of that, whereas, yeah. It's just
funny, Amanda, that we've professionalized not wearing shoes.
Right. Well, thank goodness. I mean, that's what gets to the education out there. It's not silly. It's actually important.
Well, it's about your personal freedom of choice or freedom of expression. There's health benefits. There's laws in regards to that that most people think exist, and there's a lot of content that I can create.
Yep. That's the truth of it.
But it is just hilarious, though, that Facebook is trying to compete with TikTok. So mm-hmm. they have these things called Reels where they're competing with
right.
TikTok, because TikTok doesn't pay very much, but it's the number one website in the United States. So you have to get a crap ton of views to make a normal check. But it's there and it's possible. So mm-hmm. Facebook, they offered us $30,000 a month, plus there's bonuses that I can hit.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that make $50,000 a month.
Right.
Just think, you can get $600,000-$800,000 a year just off of doing Facebook Reels if you can somehow get one or two viral videos just to go crazy a month.
Mm-hmm. And imagine that when you have a cause behind it. There's an important
right.
cause. That's the most important part of it's the key part of what you're doing.
Well, and I'm just happy to make money for the organization, because I've spent a ton of money of my own pocket over the years to build this, and I'm not having to do that anymore.
Right.
It's like a huge weight has been taken off of me. Even if we're not raking in the big bucks, where my monthly expenses, I can at least break even.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I'm not saying I spend that kind of money every month, but if I want to drop $150 on advertising on Facebook, I'm not worried about how I'm going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Do you have a presence on YouTube or any of those, or is it just Rumble?
I did, and we kind of have one, but I don't do much on YouTube anymore, because after they flagged my second Broccoli Man video, I said if YouTube gets something, they'll get it. But my focus, and another issue, you know how we have various supervisors in the organization, and some of them are responsible for doing different things. So I gave
yeah.
someone the keys to the YouTube, and they listened to one of my shows, and there was a black person on running for Congress that was against reparations for black people, and she's black. So because
oh.
of that, she called me a racist and took down our YouTube channel. And got
oh,
rid of
goodness.
All the thousands of videos that we had. I'm not
wow.
saying we had many thousands. We might have had like 1,500 videos.
Wow, that's crazy. That, I didn't know that they could just do that at any... Oh, I guess I shouldn't say that. I do
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I gave her the password and trusted her to upload videos and to help build our presence, because that's what management does. You can't just have one person doing everything. So
right.
I gave them the password, and YouTube said, well, it's my fault for giving her the password. So she banned me from my own channel, got rid of all the videos, she got rid of all the followers and just said it was her channel.
Oh, my goodness. That's messed up.
And then she did videos talking about how racist I am, because I'm not for reparations.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that, yeah. Sorry, I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, honestly, if that person was a slave and my ancestors paid for that slavery or they took advantage of it, then yeah, I'll pay up. But I have two sets of parents whose parents, their parents, fled, one from Italy and one from Russia during World War I. So I did not have ancestors here in the 19th century or the 1800s. So I do not come from a family that owned plantations. So,
if this person
mm-hmm. was not on a plantation or was a child while their parents were on the plantation, then explain to me where you were affected by slavery and how I affected you. So if the answer is you didn't and I wasn't, well, my answer is, well, then you don't get.
Exactly. And what does reparations even look like? You've got to put a dollar amount to something like that. I think that there's very few people in the United States who can say that their ancestors owned black slaves from those days, from in the plantations. I do know that a lot of my ancestors came over to the United States to escape as well, and they came here to escape the slavery they were in Ireland and in Wales.
Right.
That they were actually in servitude, and they had to escape to the new world. And
yeah, but all that is just fanning the flames of racism, because then you can just look at somebody and say, oh, this person owes me money because of their skin color.
Yeah. And how much do you even owe somebody? Like, right? How do you even put a number on something like that? It's ridiculous.
I don't remember. It was somewhere between, I want to say it was close to $600,000 a year for the rest of their lives.
Oh, heavens. That's another made-up number right there. Totally made up. That's not even, there's no foundation for that. And I say this because I told you, I came from a household where I was the white girl in a household of Shoshone Native Americans, and they were paid by the government reparations for having their lands taken, and the government paid the Shoshone tribe a certain amount, and the Shoshone tribe then divvied that out to people who could prove that they were a certain percentage blood lineage Shoshone. And so my niece and nephew both got money.
In the 2020 elections during the primaries for Democrats, you had, I want to say, Julian Castro that said that if he was elected president, he would have reparations for illegals. And I want to say it was Elizabeth Warren. It could have been somebody else, but they offered reparations for the LGBTQ plus community.
Oh, goodness. Wow. See, and that's who comes up with that number. That always bugged me. There's no foundation. There's no actual
reason. Look at this. So because Alex Jones, some ambulance chasers thought that they can sue him, and the judge ordered him guilty before the court even happened, and they said he has to pay almost $1 billion just for this one case, where he didn't do anything except say on the radio that it looks like it was a staged event. So now Kanye West says on a radio show that George Floyd died from fentanyl, and George Floyd's, mm-hmm. George Floyd's parents are now suing Kanye, or as he's known now as Ye. They're suing him for $250 million.
Oh, my gosh.
But the coroner, if you look at the George Floyd's death certificate, the coroner said he died from fentanyl poisoning.
Yes.
So how are you going to sue somebody for what's on your death certificate?
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. And plus, they were saying that there's a possibility that he was swallowing his drugs when he was under arrest. So you know, a lot of druggies will do that. They don't want to be caught with their stash, and so they eat it. And it's a really common thing to do. And Fentanyl's very poisonous. It's like a tiny amount will throw you into a serious problem. So it's no surprise whatsoever that he would have done that. He would have killed himself with his own drug stash. But yeah, I didn't know that about Kanye. What did you say he's going by now as Ye? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, it's kind of like Prince when Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol where and Prince was very anti-New World Order as well, and he had this thing where he was against his government name.
I do remember that. I do remember hearing, I remember listening to some interviews of him talking about that. And so, yes, I wondered if his death was less than, it was possibly he was taken out, but I didn't know that about Kanye. That's interesting to hear. I don't follow him enough. I've only heard some of what
he said. Oh, so did you hear, Amanda, that he purchased Parler?
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, he did that on Monday, I believe.
Oh, good. Okay, good to know. I don't have a Parler account, so do you? Do you have Parler?
I had one before they had issues with Amazon, and I might pick it back up. It was really gaining steam back then, and that's when the scams were starting to be popular and stuff, and that was when cancel culture was just getting started.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, I never did try to go to any other platform after everything because I... Anyway, long story short, did he say why he's doing it? Is it the same premise as what Elon Musk was doing when he bought Twitter?
Yes.
The same? Okay.
Yeah, he wants a free and open platform for everybody.
Okay. Yeah, I've only heard some quotes from him with Candace Owens and them talking about, being critical of BLM and those types of things, so I've enjoyed that, but I do have to, what are your thoughts on that? Because I don't trust celebrities as a whole in general, so I just have to...
Well, you know he tried to run for president in 2020. He actually got some votes.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. And I didn't know if that was legitimate.
We have on old clips... I have his old presidential commercial. I'll play it.
Oh, okay.
America. What is America's destiny? What is best for our nation, our people? What is just, true justice? We have to think about all these things together as a people. To contemplate our future, to live up to our dream, we must have vision. We as a people will revive our nation's commitment to faith, to what our Constitution calls the free exercise of religion, including, of course, prayer. Through prayer, faith can be restored. We as a people are called to a greater purpose than ourselves. We are not only a beacon to the world, but we should be servants to each other, to encourage each other, to help each other, to lift up each other, our fellow Americans, that we may all prosper together. We have to act on faith with the sure knowledge that we are pursuing the right goals and doing the right things. We will build a stronger country by building stronger families. Families are the building blocks of society, of a nation. By turning to faith, we will be the kind of nation, the kind of people God intends us to be.
I am Kanye West, and I approve this message.
See, best presidential commercials I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is a good one. I wasn't sure what to think of it just because, again, it's a celebrity. It's hard to know if I can trust celebrities.
I did not know this until recently, but he is the richest or wealthiest black man in the United States.
Oh. Hmm. Is that
He is worth over $11 billion.
What do you know? I wouldn't have guessed. And it's from his, is it like music? And, I mean, what else does he do that gets him such
well,
a...
Well, don't forget he was married to our Kardashian, so he probably made some money doing that.
Oh. So I don't know if I knew that or maybe I forgot that detail. I definitely don't follow the Kardashians for anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, but if you hear the name Kardashian, you know something.
Right, for sure. Huh, that's interesting. Okay, so, but they're not married anymore, obviously.
No.
That's a thing of the past, right. Okay.
Yeah, I think last year they divorced.
Oh, all right. So he had a platform. He's popular in that area, obviously. And so he's got a platform. He's got a following right now, as at the moment. That
yeah, and he
like
and he spent a couple of years just touring the country, doing just going to churches and doing sermons. He actually, I think he went to Coachella in 2019 and gave a sermon on a Sunday.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, cool. I guess that's worth looking into more and seeing how it sounds. Because, I mean, not that he's running for president, but maybe he will again then. Maybe that's something he's going to be building up his following to do.
Yeah, and I don't think he's anywhere near perfect, but I think of him like Trump, where they're very raw politically, and they have a lot to say, and they want to do a lot of positive things, and they're not globalists. So are they
right.
going to be perfect? No, but their heart's in the right spot. I'm not saying I will definitely vote for them, but I want to see more. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So who knows? If he was somebody like Trump's vice president, I don't know. I'm not saying that would push me to vote for Trump necessarily, but obviously if it's Trump versus Brandon or Grusom or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, whoever's running against is going to get my vote automatically anyway.
Right, yeah. And does he have a libertarian platform, or is he independent, or do we even know?
I forget what party he ran for in 2020, but he got votes.
Okay. Yeah, I
don't remember.
That,
it might have been independent, or it might have been obviously one of the lesser known parties. But yeah, he was on the ballot in several states. Not every
mm-hmm.
state.
Huh.
He filed literally on the last day for many states, and some states said that, hey, you're too late applying.
Oh, I see. Good to know. I guess it's worth me checking more into it and seeing how, if he's legitimate, at least to the extent that you can be legitimate, right? Like you said, he's not perfect, obviously.
At the end of the day, you know he's not a globalist, so I'll accept that.
Yeah.
And we'll see how Parler does. I'm interested in learning more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I am not on there, but maybe it'd be worth checking into it. Just decided I wasn't going to try and jump around because I would rather just stay where I'm at, and if they kick me off, they kick me off. And
see,
so far,
I look at Parler
on...
like Parler is equal to like a Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I don't
so
have a Twitter.
I want something like what we have where we can have groups and I can make videos and talk to our group members. Like Gab,
yeah.
For example, I have a hard time making friends on Gab, and I go on there maybe once a month for like an hour, and
wow.
It's just like you're talking to the choir, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and Facebook, I mean, we have been on it since, pretty much everyone's been on there since 2009, right? Was it 2009?
Yeah, I think I started in 2010.
Okay. That feels like it's about that time period where most people tried to, they went from MySpace to Facebook. And
well, no, before that, everybody was on AOL.
Yeah, yes, that's true. I was in some of the, I was actually in some Yahoo groups. So not AOL,
yeah,
but
so was
Yahoo had a bunch of, yeah, a bunch of little meetup groups there. I was in those. But my
yeah, and then there were pro boards, I think, where everybody just, there was big boards, and then you can go to your group, and then you can post something in your group.
Yeah. I do remember those days. And then Facebook just took over. Became
yeah,
popular.
But at the end of the day, I still think MySpace was better than Facebook.
Oh, I do too. That it's not a thing anymore as far as social media goes.
Yeah, they're a music site now.
Oh, I didn't even think they were on the internet. Of course, I haven't even tried to go there for many years, but yeah, I had music attached to my profile. It was fun to have your, as soon as somebody would go over to your profile, you'd hear a song.
Yeah, and then people would be begging for your top 8 spaces.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And Tom with his
yeah.
beat-up white T-shirt would always be the top guy, and then you have 8 other spaces where you could put your best of the best in.
Yep. I remember those days. I actually made some friends across the country on that, and on that platform, and still retain them on Facebook.
Okay.
And there's an interesting thing to be able to connect with people all over the place in general, not even just have to have a topic like the Yahoo groups were, but I just randomly find people that have common interests, and next thing you know, you've got friends.
That's true. I've probably met at least 2,000 people or more from Spybook or internet in general. I've met in person.
Mhm. That's good.
Maybe more.
Yeah, that's awesome. It definitely has been great to connect people and even just
well,
to keep in touch with some people that, you know. What's that?
I said we met from Spybook.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we still
exactly.
have to get your friend in as a guest. I haven't talked to her since
yeah.
since that meetup.
Yes, I thought about it tonight. I forgot to talk to her.
That's okay.
So I will. I'll just,
all right.
I'll get in touch with her. Yeah. I forgot to say anything to her, but it's been just pretty hectic for me. But anyway, that aside, she would love to be on the show. I know that.
Okay. So let's check out the latest in Mr. Broccoli.
Okay.
There's 2 episodes this week. So the first one, there's a debate with the wiretap and G Globalist.
Okay.
And the next one will be a special treat.
All right. Sounds
so
good. I've got it
when
ready.
When you're ready,
you
we'll
are.
Hit it.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay. All right, so we'll count it down here. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another debate. We are joined today by one of the biggest extremists of all time. He is a stupid cisgender male that is not smart enough to understand that men can get pregnant and that having peace on Earth and not having a nuclear war is somehow better for the environment. He is also against drag queen story time and unfairly arrests minor attracted persons. He also...
Hey, can we move on already instead of you trying to prove you are better than me?
You look here a little busy. You are going to zip it? Zip it good. You are going to let your host Martha say everything bad you ever done in your life. The public needs to know you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Thank you, Wiretap. Anyway, this total imbecile refuses to buy GMO food like the rest of us 99%, and he also voted for Trump like a total fool, and he refuses to wear scams or get any gene therapies. Please, let's all shun together Broccoli Man. I said do not abaz him. You should only be that fool. He needs to be shamed.
Thank you, audience.
You best close that front door or we will have the local police shoot you dead. Anyway, we have the sponsor of our debate. The head of lies in the Kefir Mafia, Dickles. He is the person responsible for everyone getting all their gene therapies. We have Gilad Bullist and one of the greatest superheroes of all time, the Wiretap.
All of you who are booing, we will be stripping you of your dungarees in just a moment. You all will be taken to a FEMA camp that does not exist.
Thank you for having us, Martha. I just hope you can keep that yacht silenced during this debate. We do not need him educating the public or hurting our crime syndicate.
If that is the case, then why is it Lysenica did zero testing on the COVID gene therapies? These gene therapies killed millions of people and you don't even care.
Hey something ducker for real. You need to shut that soup hole right this instant. How about you show us those kumquats right this instant, right here, right now, green dude?
Everyone that has gotten the juice is getting blood clots, myocarditis, and death. Plus they are getting COVIDs now all the time.
Hey Biznich, you need to stop showing the world you are a racist dolt and get your gene therapies. It is perfectly normal for everyone to have blood clots, death, and the heart attack, tack, dog.
Of course, we did not want to test the COVID gene therapies before giving them to the public. If we did, they would not have been approved. If they did not get approved, then we would not have made records profits. Also, we need to exterminate as much of you 99% fast budget and useless eaters so we can conquer the Earth without you eating our food and using our resources.
Broccoli Man, why are you so insistent on fighting for the 99%? The 1% do not care about them. They do not care about you. The 99% are just fools who are trained seals to do what the 1% says.
Correct, Master. That is why we can get them to vote Democrat. Even if Governor Shehadzak says if you vote for him he will kill you, they will still vote for Shehadzak because he is a Democrat. All you should care about is which former president sends me tweets.
That green dude is also against me diddling children and doing drag queen story times. He will not even go on a date with me. I even offered to drive him in my 1993 Geo Metro.
You are creepy AF and all I want to do is arrest you. Child traffickers and people that go to Epstein's Island will have spending eternity with Satan. I will always stand up for our kids.
Now Broccoli Man, you are being way too extreme. People who are minor attracted persons are great people who influence our society. No one cares if they like to spend time with our youth. People like that coach from Penn State have been unfairly targeted. Great anti-American patriots like John Fetterwoman are helping us stand up against America.
You mean the guy that thinks the Eagles are better than the Eagles?
And the Eagles are so much better than Eagles! No, no.
are you still cisgender broccoli man? Even Madonna says they are gay now. You need to get with the trends. You also need some pronouns. What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are bleep slash you.
Not funny, green dude. Not even a little bit. Just for that poor choice of words says, you must remove said dungarees right away so we can get in or swab up in the cavity. We need to make sure you're not hiding any R15s, any meat cleavers, or any gas-powered automobiles inside your junk.
How would anyone be able to hide a car inside their junk?
Don't you backs me, Republican. We know you Republicans like to do things to prove you are a domestic terrorist.
Martha, do you have a taser? We need to shut that green yacht up. If anyone hears this, they might believe him. We need to spread our agenda and fake news so we do not get arrested.
Broccoli man, why is it you are against Brandon's great economy? Every Democrat in charge says this economy is the best it has been in almost 100 years.
Are you serious? The price of gas has tripled. The inflation rate is worse than in the 1970s. We are wasting billions every single week going to the Ukraine. The government is having runaway spending. Plus all of you are begging for a nuclear war.
Of course we need a war, green dude. We need to remove all of your 99% fools from this earth.
Mr. Broccoli, we would appreciate it so much if you would just go to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. We need to get everyone a microchip so we can make sure Earth's population never goes above 500 million for any reason. We can detonate anyone's chip that we like so we can never lose control or power over whomever is left. Your death would be the greatest thing to this Earth.
I agree. Why does Broccoli Man want to live in the past and not let Gilobos run the Earth?
Because I believe in freedom and I am not a child diddling thug like you all.
Green dude, that outburst was uncalled for. Now you are definitely going to that FEMA camp right after this show. Even though they do not exist. Now you need to be strip searched right this instant so I can get a look-see at said junk.
Okay, that is all the time we have tonight. Thank you everyone for coming. Please support Lysenike Pharmacia Dickles and get the latest gene therapies. And if you get myocarditis or a blood clot, just remember it is still much better than if you did not get your gene therapy. Tell your extremist friends it is no big deal if you die after getting your gene therapy and it is just a coincidence.
Why are we not asking about how many heart attacks Globalist had or how many times he got COVID?
Look ye ups, I received all 59 boosters. I had only 23 heart attacks and got COVID only 49 times. It would have been much worse if I did not get this juice.
I think that is hashtag fake news. I never got any juice and have never ever had COVID or myocarditis.
What do you want, sir? A cookie? A parade in your honor? A kiss on the lips, green dude?
No. I just want all of you arrested for crimes against humanity. And for everyone else to listen to Proof Negative on FreedomizerRadio.com weeknight.
You buy a Nichabuski, and or something lucker for real. We are not going to tell people about FreedomizerRadio.com or the Proof Negative Radio Show. We need to establish a one world government without you waking up the sleeping trained seals. Now if we can end this debate, I have a pizza napkin in the wall and a hot dog to attend to at that pizza place.
Alright, so that was the latest.
Yeah, as usual, spot on.
Alright, so I have another one that I think you'll appreciate.
Okay.
So, I haven't had the millennials on in a little while, so Jamar had to get his latest booster.
Uh-oh. All right, I've got it pulled up.
So, Jamar gets his 60th booster, so I'll count it down. So, 3, 2, one action.
Hello again, Doctor. I'm here again for another booster. Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology said we have to get our next booster so we cannot come back to class. I wish we did not have to keep getting these COVID gene therapies.
I'm so glad you have to get your next boosters. It is time for me to make more money.
This is booster number 60, player. Every time I get a gene therapy, I get a heart attack or I get COVIDs. I know it is not your fault. And it is not Lysnica's fault because they make the gene therapies. But I wish I did not get myocarditis and blood clots immediately after getting them.
Okay, Booster Boy. Time to roll up that sleeve. I don't mind if you get a heart attack. It means I make more money.
When is this going to stop? No one is getting COVID anymore, yet we have to get these boosters all the time. Then we get sick and go to the hospital. It is getting old, B.
We need you to get these gene therapies. We have found it is the best way to reduce population. Plus, as a doctor, I am not able to be sued for administering them to you. Without you getting these gene therapies, I would not have been able to pay back my student loans.
I saw with Donald Trump did not force us to get these gene therapies.
You do realize Brandon is the president now and not Trump. Correct.
True. But Trump is still telling us we should get gene therapies.
Of course he is, son. He got over $1 million in donations for his presidential campaign to promote them. He is owned by Big Pharma to be their mRNA prostitute. He makes his fat stacks just like weak doctors do. Now, which arm do you want to use? We need to get you boosted up right now while the ambulance and EMT workers are waiting for you to have another heart attack. Which is a pure coincidence after getting a gene therapy.
SHIT is still requiring us to wear scams even after getting 60 boosters. They said if you are missing one booster, you have to wear 3 scams instead of just one if your gene therapies are up to date.
I am so glad that Lysnica rushes these gene therapies out. We have to move at the speed of science. If we had to have these mRNA juices tested, they would never pass for human consumption.
I understand, Doctor. But how do we know if the gene therapies are working? I have a bunch of friends who died right after getting these mRNAs. I know it was just a coincidence, but it is a lot of my friends, B. And the only people that are getting COVIDs are the ones that keep up to date with boosters. I have had COVID like 50 times already, player.
And just imagine how much worse it would be if you did not get your gene therapies.
I sure hope Michael Robinson Obama becomes president in 2024. She is such a nice lady. She would be doing a much better job than Brandon.
I agree, son. Big Mike would get more people to take these gene therapies. People are seeing through these failed gene therapies and are not taking them anymore. The only people taking these gene therapies are hardcore communist Democrats and people your age who are complying with college demands. That is why I donate some of my records profit to SHIT.
I also have to get my next booster for moneypox. And I need a flu shot, a shingles shot, and a pneumonia shot while I'm here.
That sounds like a great decision, son. I can get you the COVID booster right now and while you are having a heart attack after you take this, which is a pure coincidence, we can give you the other boosters when you are in the ambulance.
How sure are you I will not have a heart attack again today, B?
Oh, we fully expect you to have another blood clot right away. The ambulance driver is already sitting in the ambulance with the engine running. There are 4 EMTs waiting outside the room for you to have a heart attack. But this booster is completely 100% safe. I will be much better off getting it than if you went without. Everyone getting ready to help you with your myocarditis is completely just a coincidence. Now please roll up that sleeve.
I do not want to drop out of college. But I am really tired of accidentally getting heart attacks, blood clots, and COVID after every single gene therapy, B.
Some even if you drop out, your life expectancy is completely down. We can tell because we implanted your microchip a while back too. Lysnica been done hooked you up, big boy.
I am just wondering how every single time it is a coincidence that I get a heart attack right after a booster and go to the hospital every single time.
yet all the staff is just ready for me to have heart problems right now. I feel like Charlie Brown and you are Lucy trying to get me to kick a football.
That is a great story, son. Now I need my money. You need a roster. Roll up that sleeve so we can get you to the hospital and I can get the next student in here to get their gene therapies and we can get their ambulance ready. We already reserved you a bed at the hospital. Which is just a pure coincidence. I love giving gene therapies.
So, yeah, that's Jamar getting his 60th booster.
And he just happens to have a heart attack every time, but he better get his flu shot and his meningitis shot and
everything shingles
to go to SHIT. Shingles, yeah, that was it. And they still require scans, but as long as he's on his 60th booster, the doctor will get paid.
But it's just a coincidence, even though, like Dr. Freddy said, they have the ambulance all ready to go and the EMT people are standing outside the door. But it's just a coincidence and totally unexpected.
Oh, right. Yep. And he sure hopes that, Jamar sure hopes that Michael Robinson Obama becomes president.
Right.
Because she'll be better than Brandon. Oh, boy. That just makes me wonder if that's their angle. Do you think they're actually going to push that? Do you think that's their angle?
That's a good question.
Get someone.
Because the people don't trust Brandon. That's blatantly obvious.
Right.
But they do like Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama. They think that she's a very nice lady. And I think Michael Robinson Obama is the only person out there that could legitimately beat Trump.
Right.
But
and
I think
so
Ron DeSantis could beat her with no problem.
Uh-huh.
So that's how
and
I
let's
see
hope
it.
That's what, yeah, let's hope that's what happens. Certainly if Michael Robinson Obama runs, that there would be quite the following for that.
Oh, people would line up to vote for her because they want her to be the first woman president.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it is pretty interesting and intimidating. We'll put it that way. But it seems like there's a lull right now. Have you noticed? It just seems like they're not exactly pushing the agenda at this very moment. It's almost like there's a suspension. It's just hovering right now, ready to fall again. And I'm hearing still about food shortages and that sort of thing, but they're not really pushing it yet. I'm wondering are they waiting till after primaries or what are they doing?
Oh, you mean waiting for the midterms? Yeah, they're trying not to rock the vote
midterms.
The vote too much. They're just hoping that all the Democratic people running can hide long enough and not do any debates. Because there's not one debate. And it's not because I'm anti-Democrat, but no Democrats are winning debates.
Hmm.
Nobody's interested.
Yeah, just how can you? Mm-hmm. Right. How can you win a debate when you're trying to blame the economic collapse on abortions, like a lack of abortions?
Yeah, all they have is Trump election fraud abortions, January 6th. That's all every Democrat has.
Yep.
Like, I'll play you this debate from a couple days ago. It's three minutes. It's J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan from Ohio.
We have eight. Hold on, J.D. Stop
interrupting. This is disgusting.
I'd like to get
here's exactly what happens
when the media and people like Tim Ryan accuse me of engaging the great replacement theory,
I'll tell you exactly
what happens, Tim. What happens is that my own children, my biracial children, get attacked by scumbags online and in person because you are so desperate for political power that you'll accuse me, the father of three beautiful biracial babies, of engaging in racism. We are sick of it. You can believe in a border without being a racist. You can believe in the country without being a racist. And this just shows how desperate this guy is for political power. I know you've been in office for 20 years, Tim, and I know it's a sweet gig, but you're so desperate not to have a real job that you'll slander me and slander my family. It's disgraceful.
We talk a lot about the new right on this program, and the reason why we do that is because we believe that the new right, this is the Don, right? The new right is the movement that's going to save America. I mean, it's like, just, again, it sounds pretentious because we consider ourselves a member of the new right, a small but very energetic member of the new right, but we believe that this is how you save America. The way you save America is you continue the fight. You say what's wrong. You call out the Marxists. You call these people what they are, which is communists. And then you are able to slowly but surely roll back the actions of these communists, the brokenness that they bring to our society, through actually fighting them. Now, for a very long time, the Republican Party were little lap dogs, right? They were gimp costume wearing, ball gag wearing dogs on the hood of the car that was being driven by the left. The left controlled all culture. The left controlled all of what we would consider our corporate press, what we would consider society writ large. So where, ladies and gentlemen, do you get this current state of America? You get it through not fighting, through Republicans and conservatives saying we're going to just abandon the culture wars. This is no longer. This is now the new right. This is how we fight. We take it to the left, and we make sure that the people who believe us, because we are 80% of the country, believe in values and morals and so on in this great nation, that we are united in a movement that can actually be weaponized against the forces of communism. And that's the purpose here, ladies and gentlemen. We are a peaceful revolution of people who want to save this country. That's pretty much it. That's what the new right is. That's what that clip's all about. This is a pushback. This is a fight. It is actually a brawl. That's why you call it a culture war. And by the way, in a war, there's no such thing as a detente. There's no such thing as both sides just go home. One side wins, one side loses. We are in the act of winning. We are going to win. And that's what this is all about. The new right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
So hopefully that we have people like J.D. Vance and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's there, that there are people that actually want to do good instead of just there as a rubber stamp.
Yeah, good point.
I'm also rooting for Herschel Walker, a former football player who is running for Senate, and he has a very slight lead right now in Georgia. And he had a hack reporter try to ask him some questions a couple days ago.
You are going to have to work with President Biden and yes. Democrats in order to get anything done.
That's right.
So let me ask you, can you name one thing that President Biden has done that you support?
One thing that he's done that I support. Mm. You eat a lot of ice cream.
Is there anything policy-wise?
Policy-wise that he's done that I support. You want to run down his policies? Because he's been doing a lot of things since he's been there. Executive orders, just like signing that student boot deal that I think was terrible.
Common ground you think you could find with Democrats?
I'm that's what's so funny. I'm willing to work across the aisle with any of them. I work with anyone for the people of Georgia, that anyone that's going to help. But can you name a bill that's going to help? And now I'm not putting you on the spot, but give me something that within the inflation reduction that's going to help without taking money from their pocket and stuff that they're paying for.
Let me go back to the original question.
Okay.
What's the
well,
one thing?
That,
is there one thing? Is
well,
there one thing?
That's what I'm saying. I may have to think about it. That's what I'm saying. And I'm sorry to tell you this. I may have to think about it because it seems like since he's gotten into office, everything is going down the drain.
Take a minute and think about it. Is there one thing?
Okay, let me think about it. One thing that he's put in that I will agree with.
You would agree with.
This is going to be a while.
He says he's eating a lot of ice cream. His response, his response that is tweeted is, Joe Biden's eating a lot of ice cream, and I like ice cream. That's Herschel Walker, baby. He got a big bump from the debate performance. He absolutely cleaned Raphael Warnock's clock. Raphael Warnock, call your church. Apparently, there are a lot of scandals that are about to break about Raphael Warnock and evictions and his church paying for his rent and them kicking out poor people from their poor person housing, and Raphael Warnock himself being an evil abuser and also being, quite frankly, an abuser of the Christian faith. I'll say it. You're an oath breaker, okay? As a Christian, you are supposed to defend life. As an American, you are supposed to defend life. You are supposed to see all life as a gift from God, period. How dare you call yourself a Christian and a reverend when you're for abortion and all stages of pregnancy? In any stage of pregnancy. Now, as a patriot and somebody who loves this country, who lives in America and knows that our foundational rights are life and then the rest of them. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, then all of the Bill of Rights. That all comes from our founding cornerstone document. So the right to life is a constitutional right, I would argue, if I were before the Supreme Court. And as a Christian, of course, you don't have to even flip two pages in the Gospels to find out what Jesus Christ thinks about children, thinks about life, thinks about the value of life and the value of people. He came all the way down here to save us. It's not a pretty sight. He went to places that looked like L.A. He went to places that were sunken like San Francisco and fallen. And he went there to preserve life and to give us a reason to live. And so shame on you, Raphael Warnock. And if you are a pro-life, if you are a Georgian, and if you are a Christian, if you are a Republican that cares about life, then get out and vote for Herschel Walker.
Well, I want to save your life.
Well, what's funny, man, I have to respond to this.
Very quickly.
Because he told me Black Lives Matter. And if you think about it, Senator, in Atlanta, Georgia, there's more black baby that is aborted than anything. So if black lives matter, why are you not protecting those babies? And instead of aborting those babies, why are you not baptizing those babies?
Mr. Warnock, or Senator Warnock, we'll give you a chance to respond to that.
I think the women of Georgia have a clear choice. He says no exceptions, even in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. I think that's extreme. It's out of touch with Georgia. And I intend to do the work that senators can do.
He didn't read the heartbeat bill. There is exceptions for that in the heartbeat bill. So when he makes a statement that is untrue,
Walker, that we need to
and
move
I do
on,
respect
okay?
that
we've got a,
senator,
we've got a
you
lot
have to
get
read
in
that
tonight.
Bill.
Yeah, so they always run to that same card with rape and incest because that's the straw man. Because who in their right mind is going to say, yes, we like if the mother tries to have this baby that she'll lose her life. Like we're going to sign up and say that's cool. So they use that
right.
straw man to say that, we have to do this. We have to allow abortion right after birth because otherwise you might like rape and incest. So that's
yeah.
the straw man.
Right. No, that was a very good debate. It was interesting to hear that his platform and that obviously the guy is intelligent. So that's good to know. You said he's a football player?
Yeah, Herschel Walker was a very big football player in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, all right. So he's obviously intelligent. I mean, he likes ice cream.
Yeah. So let's bring in our friend Bianchi. He's been waiting a little bit, so let me bring him in.
Oh, sure. You bet.
Welcome in, sir.
Hey, what's going on? You know,
yes,
the thing I heard is that...
You got to hear Herschel Walker for a second.
Yeah, that's what I want to comment on. Because when the lady asked him, is there some common ground, when you hear that, you run from that word common ground, because that's just a disguised word for compromise. That's all it is, compromise. And if you talk about Warnock, the things that he's for, and this is on a poster that was put out to the homeowners throughout the state. Like, for instance, he's against maintaining the 9 justices on the Supreme Court. He's for defunding or reallocating funds for police. Now, this is an area he has nothing to do with. That's local and state. Federal government had no business messing with that whatsoever. He's against me telling proof that if he's a baker and I want to marry another man, I want you to put an image of myself and another man on top of the cake. He thinks that a baker should be allowed, made to do that. Of course, he's for expansive gun control. He's for abortion throughout 9 months of pregnancy. Can you imagine that? I mean, it's just so much things that this man is for that we are, as conservatives and other like-minded and decent-minded, not say decent, but logical-thinking people, are just against. And that's where the problem comes. They want to push their way. I don't want my child wallowing around on the floor with a 240-pound man dressed up in a Cinderella skirt and a rainbow wig with boots on. I just don't want that. And I think as a parent, I have a right to say, this is not what I want for my child. But no, they want to impose that on the child. And
yeah,
we see all the other things.
Because you don't want that for your kids.
Yeah, they want to lock my ass up when I say that. That's what they want to do.
Well, it's because they're satanic.
No, we have to fight. Yeah, we have to fight back. And we don't give an inch. It's just like you on the one-yard line, and the team is trying to score. You cannot give an inch. You got to fight them back. You got to take it to them. And for too long, conservatives have just been mute, like a bump on a log, don't say anything. And these Republican leaders like O'Connell and some of the others, they ain't worth the salt in their bread. They're just pitiful. For instance, they talking about taking back control. They should be taking 2/3 of both houses. We want 2/3. Let's work to get 2/3 of them so we don't have to be fiddling around with somebody who can't make up their mind and came to you under the false pretense saying they're supposed to be one thing, but once they get there, all of a sudden they change. It's kind of like that kid that comes to school in the morning at 8 o'clock, he's a male, at 12 o'clock, high noon. Well, I'm a female. I'm going to practice with the girls' wrestling team. That's another thing Warmrack is for. Am I wrong, fellas?
I want to go back to what you said a few minutes ago before I get lost here, where they will never ask a Democrat if they'll go across the aisle and work with Republicans. Because if they say, oh, no way ever would I work with a Republican, then they would get applauded for that.
Yeah, they wouldn't. And Republicans, all we want to do is use the basis of the Bill of Rights as the cornerstone. I mean, can we just do that? No one's saying you can't go get an abortion, but you got to obey the law of the state. The state has a right to regulate. Well, we got that silence. That's not good.
Yeah. So
same thing with same-sex marriage. Well, I've got some information and some posters and things in the mail, but it looks like, you know, we're going to have a, as far as getting conservatives elected, based on the fact that they have an R about a name, mostly, most of the time. But, of course, it's anything once they get in there. You know, I tell you something, this John Bel Edwards is a governor, Democratic governor in a red state. I can't understand why the people like to go along with that, unless they just the other person who was a business person, he lost. But it seems like to me that the way the state of Louisiana is losing jobs and coming under the impact of Joe Biden removing the leases on oil drilling and putting restrictions on exploration for gas and oil, they would have used some common sense. The hemorrhaging job, going to Texas. So that's just the way it is. Democrats depend on fraud and illegals in order to get elected.
Well, no, they also rely on fear, Pianchi.
Well, you can add that in there too, sir. You're absolutely right. He lets these illegal in to give them these ICAN numbers.
They're running. You have some of them out there saying that when I get in, I'm going to require everyone get COVID shots, and you're going to go back to wearing scams on your face on day one. Like, people are going to vote for that, really?
They rode that horse called fear a long ways, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did, and they think that they're going to get that.
You kind of remind me of Cat Ballou with Lee Marvin on that horse of his. It looked like the horse was drunk.
Sorry, I don't remember the movie.
Oh, it was a laugher. It would crack your side. But no, that's what they use COVID for. And I'm surprised that they're not running on the monkeypox. But you have to give it to them. They rode that horse for all it was worth, COVID. And the jabs. And the masks.
I just can't believe you still got people out there today trying to push that stuff.
It's just like this deal with Ukraine. Why are you continuing to give this country money? All you're doing is selling them weapons. They're engaging with another country they're not going to win against. And you're just getting people killed.
Because, Pianchi, they want a war with Russia, because a war with Russia might wipe out 20 to 28% of the world's population if they can get the nuclear bombs going. And you have people like Sean Penn and Neil deGrasse Tyson that are saying that nuclear war would be a good thing for the Earth.
Well, I haven't looked at them lately to hear them say that, but I don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah, I can't tell you one good thing that a nuclear war would do.
I can't either. Hell, you set up enough bombs, you might blow the Earth off of this present trajectory around the sun. I'm just saying. But then, too, that goes to show you this government education. People today are nowhere near as smart as they were back when I was coming up. The things that just something as simple as virus, we knew how that worked. At least we were taught how it worked. And what you look at the response of people and the fear factor that they're applying to dealing with COVID-19 today, these people have not been educated to understand how viruses work. Viruses just don't come through your nose. They can walk through your eyes. They can come through your ears. That's why your earwax is bitter. It's poisonous to a virus and bacteria. The tears in your eyes, poisonous to a virus and bacteria. The saliva in your mouth, poisonous to a virus and bacteria. The snot in your nose acts like a trap, a super glue, when viruses and bacteria try to enter your nose. Hell, we were taught those things.
That's what a hemoglobin's for.
So I don't know. It's a very sad thing. And even the day kids not being educated, I mean, you won't see some terrible education. Go into some of these schools if you're brave enough in the hood. It is just a shame what happens to these kids. You are destroying a young person's life, when they have nothing that they can utilize in order to make a way, compete in the world, then what else do you think they're going to end up getting involved in? It's going to be something that's explicit, some criminality. It's a shame, a total shame to what's going on in these schools. And what I should say, what doesn't go on in these schools.
And if you're a parent and you want to speak up, then you're the one that gets in trouble.
Yeah, you're the oddball. And I've seen good superintendents. We had one in Normandy School District that went to Detroit back in like 2009, I think it was. And she really wanted to do something to change. But the board got rid of her. Then they brought in another person from the Department of Education, a guy named Bob. Arne Duncan was around at that time. And he was making some, then they got rid of him. The district bleeding $46-50 million. Checks being written out to personal accounts. And all kind of things. Got a whole auditorium and motorcycles. What the hell are you going to do with all these motorcycles? Have motorcycles training, driver's training. Computers gone. It's just pitiful. So conservatives don't want it. They want to be able to put their children where they think is best. You don't try it, all those things. They don't work. They're not going to work. The system is too corrupt. Never will they work. You can't say that white school districts got more black districts. That's just not true. I know plenty that's got more than their white counterparts. You can't say that somebody else control your curriculum, textbook, and teacher instruction. That's not true. State of Missouri, state statutes say those three elements of education is your concern, and the state cannot interfere with you unless whatever it is you're doing is just not working and the kids are suffering.
But, yeah, we're worried about how much pornography we can get in the elementary schools.
Yeah, that's another thing. And that's with the advent of Obama and the people he indulged with, like Kevin Jennings, who was his educational czar, involved with that other outfit called Glensing that were responsible for having workshops with 12-year-olds in a school district in Massachusetts, where the topics were, should I spit it out, and fisting.
Yeah.
Just imagine, 12-year-olds. You have to wonder, where in the hell the mindset of these people come from, Drew? Really now?
You know, I had my first date when I was 20, Bianchi. I didn't know a thing about any of this stuff. You know who taught me the birds and the bees? Myself.
Yeah, we had a girly magazine, or we had one of those slimy paperback books we could read.
Hmm.
Of course, you had to sneak them. You couldn't get it in the mail. The damn post office, the postmaster would confiscate it. Postmaster General would confiscate anything that you try to order in the mail along those lines.
Yeah, nowadays you're supposed to give the kids all of that when they're five.
Yeah, in some of those classrooms, you had a teacher reared back on the desk in front of the class with a condom on a dildo, and she was going through some motions on how it's supposed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
These grade school students, what in the hell? These books are explicit in showing two boys, one having a blowjob performed on them. This is elementary school books.
Yeah, but when Satan's in charge, that's what happens.
Some of this stuff was embarrassed Satan himself, I tell you.
Yeah.
Satan would run from some of the stuff that we hear about. And, you know, when you first hear it, you say, oh, that ain't going on. That's not happening. Oh, yes, it is.
Amanda, you can feel free to jump in here, Amanda.
Yeah, please.
Yes, I'm just listening. Go ahead. I'm still listening.
Oh, I didn't want you to think I was forgetting about you.
No, of course not. No, I'm always interested.
But you're a teacher. I guess your private school wasn't doing this stuff, but are other schools in Utah, like, I don't know if Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City has gone pretty liberal over the last 10 years.
Oh, yes. And they will definitely tolerate a lot more than the private school where I taught, but we're still mostly conservative, and so it doesn't fly, at least not as a whole. So there are factions and groups of people who will promote that sort of thing, but it doesn't happen in the school, at least not that I'm aware of. There have been a couple of incidences recently where teachers have been reprimanded for behaving as such.
So how did Salt Lake City become so liberal over the last 10 years?
Great question. I wish I could tell you the whole understanding, but I mean, there's still a lot of needing to prove that Utah is very welcoming and inclusive and almost swinging the other direction. It's like, well, we have to prove that we're not stuffy Mormons, so we have to accept everybody for every reason in any way possible. And
but they don't have to
partially
accept you,
though. Right. So it just depends on the way you look at it. But then again, it's a big metropolitan city now. Salt Lake City is definitely right up there with every other big city. And so as a whole, Salt Lake City definitely has a more liberal view. I mean, we had some pretty big, quote-unquote, BLM riots that happened there in May of 2020 with lots of an Antifa presence. And there are people who are very much in alignment with that. But right now, currently, as a whole, Utah is still conservative, but hanging on by a thread to keep that conservative title.
So, Pianchi, do you think this has potential to go back, or have we reached the point of no return?
Well, it's very close. We teetering, man. I really tell you. There's a lot of good things and good promises, promising things that you see, but then you can step off into another environment, then you just see things that's just deplorable. You read about things that's just crime is completely off the hook, and you know you got the crime that you see now that you didn't ever see. You have young black males attacking whites, old ladies like the one in New Orleans that they hijacked her car and she was hanging on to it, ripped her arm off.
Right, and then you have some district attorneys that are just letting these people go free. No charges.
Yeah, you do. You had you had a recent case in Georgia in the same county that Auburn was in, and these two black young males came up and killed this white high school football player who was with his girlfriend, shot him dead. And they've been captured. But now will the justice system and the lady that's running it that vowed that she was going to bring, will she charge them with a hate crime? I don't think so. It was a double standard.
See, I just think the only way we go back to somewhat being normal is we have to get Dr. Frawdy, Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, George Soros, if they're not arrested or stopped somehow, that we're going to lose. So we have to find a way to remove them.
Well, you know, you can look at your FBI and CIA. Whenever you use agencies like that to attack American citizens, they need to be reeled in, reformed, or gotten rid of.
Right.
In many cases, you could say that they need to be gotten rid of. Now, there's some good things that they do, yes, when they're doing their job, but when politicians like the Clintons and the Obamas and others use them to attack American citizens for political reasons, that there has to stop. It has to go. And the ones that's guilty of that need to be brought to justice and accordingly punished.
I just don't understand, like, for John Fetterwoman, when he comes out and says he wants to get rid of half the prison population and let them out. Without even knowing who they are or what they did, it's just, you're black, so let me let you out of jail.
Well, you got these prosecutors, like you made mention, that like Kim Fox in Chicago, she threw out what's said to be like 25,000 felony cases. There's two things that need to be asked there. How in the hell do you accumulate that many felony cases without them being solved? Then you understand why it is with the last go-around with BLM and the George Floyd incident that's going on in police departments. You know, I kind of feel for – now, there are some bad cops that don't need to be in the position that they're in. At the same time, you got people on the street that don't have respect for authority, not only for authority on the street, but they didn't have it in the homes. And they didn't have it in the school. So what are you working with? It's a multiplicity of problems. It's just not no one thing. And I don't think anything will work without the other. You don't have families. You don't have no male authority in the home. I mean, what do you expect? Then it's because you got a male, you're not a man. There's a difference between a male and a man.
Oh, and then now it's considered bad to say that you're a male or a man. You're just a person.
There you go. So every which way you turn, you get smacked in the face with some of this ridiculousness. And at some point in time, people are just going to have to say, look, we ain't taking this. Same thing with these laws, these court decisions. States need to tell these courts, if it's unconstitutional, we're not doing it.
Well, if we don't stand up and say this soon, then we're not going to ever have an opportunity to say, no, we're not going to take this. But
no, you're not. Just like
out there that are so scared of their own shadows that if they tell you that you better take this microchip, that they don't want it, but they'll do it because somebody told them to do it.
Well, you know, just like you had Judge Jackson on the Supreme Court when she was being, I guess you can say, questioned, interviewed in the committee here, and she made a comment about the Second Amendment and said that it's a fundamental right. Well, it's not a fundamental right. It's a God-given right. It's an inalienable right. Because fundamentals can be imposed by governments through the form of laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's some things that human beings were born with before there ever was a government. Every manner of life has a defense mechanism.
That says that they don't know what a woman is. If you say that, I can't trust you.
Yeah, well, that's what one of her responses was. You're absolutely right. It's questionable.
Yes. I couldn't do that with a straight face. If somebody asked me, do you know what a woman is? And I said, no. I couldn't do it without laughing.
But then you got to ask those that asked her the question and they didn't rebut her in the proper way. That there is a problem. Like I say, we got the Republicans that ain't worth a damn. You got Democrats that's completely off the hook. off the chain, and combine the two, you got what you got. And some people think it's all right. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys get back to your program.
What I was going to say, I feel somewhat confident in a few of these people that are coming up. If Kerry Lake wins in Arizona, if J.D. Vance wins in Ohio, I think those are good voices to have.
Yeah, and as far as these elections, I still say that federal ballots need to be separate from the state and local ballot, because all these illegals that's in the country, they're going to have a ballot that's going to have the top portion is going to be for federal candidates. And there's nothing keeping them, and you wouldn't know it anyway, if they just ease and mosey on up and start putting marks by certain people's names. They shouldn't even have a federal ballot.
There's nothing stopping these people also from doing a nationwide bus tour. So if they know who the early ballots are, if somebody starts doing early voting on October 11th, and then they can hit all the states in that area that do that, then they can move over to the next area, and then they'll spend 2 days driving through a few states. Because if you live in Michigan, you can go to like four or five different states in one day and vote.
Well, you know, we shouldn't participate. I'm voting on the election day. I'm not participating in any early election because that there is too much avenue for corruption. I believe that votes should be cast and they should be counted where they are cast, not driven across town or into another state to some location where they all meet up and they're counted. No, count them where they are, with the people that stood there and received the ballots as voters cast their vote. Mm-hmm. It needs to be like three people. One receive it, the next receive it, and third receive it. Every hour, they do a tally to make sure that everybody is in line with the other. No machines, no Wi-Fi.
I'd be okay if there was like a voting weekend where it was Saturday, Sunday, and you had 2 days to get down to whatever place and vote.
Well, I could go with that too, you know, because, you know, that would be a good idea. But I still think that those ballots need to be counted where they were cast.
Exactly.
Because the problem,
and that's why you would have 2 days, because I don't think you could do it in 1 day in a lot of areas, but you could in two.
Yeah, because when you be hauling these ballots around, anything can happen. Ballot leave a polling place at 8 o'clock and have a 45-minute travel, and they don't get there at 2 in the morning. Well, hell, you know something has happened.
Yeah.
No Wi-Fi, no connection to the Internet. None of those machines should be. Get back to doing things the right way. The old-fashioned way, where we was more sure that things working. And then, too, when you catch somebody that's doing that stuff, they need to be punished to the extreme, minimum of a couple of decades in prison. $250,000 fine.
Now they get, there's video of them doing it, and you know it's them, and like Ruby Freeman, and they might get a Presidential Medal of Freedom. They're told how courageous they were.
Well, I mean, these Democrats are really pulling out all the stops, man, I tell you.
Well, but if they can get away with it, why not?
Well,
it only
you're
stops
absolutely right.
We stop them, and we're not stopping them.
Here's Joe Biden talking about codifying abortion. Hell, the courts have already told you that's up to the states, Joe Biden. That's none of your business. In a national emergency, if a governor don't invite you, federal government, into the states, you can't come in there. You just can't go walking up into a state lop shot like that. FBI, you can't walk up to an address and knock on the door and say you want a question. No, you need to check in with the local authorities or the sheriff.
Well,
and show a legitimate
warrant. If they keep getting away with it, then what's to stop them?
If people should be stopping them, they need to have a legitimate warrant. None of this old fake Hillary Clinton stuff. Can you imagine that FBI knocking on your door, IRS agent knocking on the door, I need to talk to you. Can you step outside? They shouldn't have their guns. You got the local police department, you got the sheriff's department. Those plenty enough guns. Leave your guns at the office, at the departments. An IRS agent, all you need to do is send a damn letter. That's what you've been doing forever.
Mm-hmm.
Illegals should have their assets confiscated, seized. The illegal and anything that they're doing in order to accumulate assets is illegal. How are they accumulating money? How are they buying homes? They're illegal. All that should be confiscated the same way you do with a drug dealer. And then maybe they get the message and leave voluntarily. It's not that we don't want no immigrants. We want the laws to be followed. I mean, can we just follow the law? If you don't follow the law, what the hell are we voting for a mayor for? What are we voting for local council people? Let's just let the federal government handle it.
Well, they don't want you voting, though, because if they did, they wouldn't make all these fake ballots up and try to pass them off as legal.
Well, yeah, they do that too, Drew. But look, you got 10 minutes. I'm going to let you close your show out, right? And sorry if I took up too much time.
Oh, I was enjoying it. Don't ever think of yourself as a bother. It's just that we know that if people like Katie Hobbs win as governor, when they've done nothing to benefit themselves, then it's up to us to say, no, this has to stop. Because there's no way in the world that person should be anywhere close to winning an election.
Well, I agree with you. And all you can do is scratch your head and wonder what people's thinking, what's going on in their minds. Anyway. You guys be safe.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Bianchi. So, Amanda, you have anything else you want to share?
No. I was just enjoying the conversation and just listening closely to the back and forth you guys were having. I thought that was interesting. But I agree with him when he says it's a better idea to not have early voting. I just feel like that's it's a problem in the making, and it's obvious just from even that news report you sent to me of the person with their car and their license plate covered and obviously up to no good. Ballots should not be mailed early like that, and it would be nice to have it just maybe that shortened time period where it's 2 days worth and counted on site. I think that's a great idea.
I don't care if it starts on Friday night and then they stop at Sunday afternoon. I don't care. Just what they're doing now with the mail-in voting and stuff. The early voting I could live with. It's the mail-ins and these stacks of votes that just come in.
Yeah.
When it's postmarked the day after the election, and there's all they have is just everything's in the same handwriting that they want Brandon, and that's all they wanted was the president. And they didn't vote for anything else?
Yeah, that's just so suspicious.
I'm just tired of being chumped.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I do remember a time when it was your voting day and you went and stood in a huge line and you waited your turn and you voted on site and it was much more controlled. I'm not saying that's so much more convenient. It's definitely not. But at the same time, you're not getting these mail-in ballots that are in the same handwriting and only voting for the president. And that's absolutely obvious. And I'm one, if I don't like who is running, I will either write someone in or I will refuse to vote for that person or in that category. But
right.
I have to know what's going on.
And one thing I do,
who it is,
that if somebody's a Democrat and they're running unopposed, I'm not one of those people that will just vote for people who are unopposed. I will, if mm-hmm. it's possible, I'll either abstain from the vote or I'll vote none of the above. I don't vote for mm-hmm. people just because they're the only one on the ballot.
Good. Same. Because it's important to make sure that you're voting your conscience. It's never a wasted vote, in my opinion, if you're voting your conscience. And if you abstain from voting, that's also not wasting your vote because there is no one who deserves your time and energy through a vote. It just is what it is. And people like judges just, and there's no one running opposing them and you don't even know, like you have no idea this person and why we're voting this specific judge back into their office. And those are harder votes for sure. But yeah, I agreed with what he was saying. He's always good to have call in.
Yeah, so what do you have going on as far as work goes for yourself over the next few days? You have anything of importance?
Well, I do. You've been to my office, so I'm moving to the room next door, so I don't have the biggest office now. I'm going to move to a smaller one. It's going to save me a couple $100 rent every month. So
really?
I worked on that today, and I'll be doing it tomorrow again and getting myself set up in the smaller room, which will be much more conducive to my budget, which I do like. And we're planning a big event in December, having some speakers come from, we have two who are from the UK and actually a football player. You probably know his name, Sean James. Do you know who that is?
Not at all.
Okay. Anyway, he's coming to speak as well, so we're putting that out there, looking for donations and to make it a pleasant experience. So we're not we as the practitioners and the organizers are not taking any of the money, but we're putting it toward the speaker's expenses and putting them up in hotels and food and that sort of thing. But so we are definitely working toward different projects that way. We didn't.
I still
want
to go say hi to the baseball card people that work underneath you.
Oh yeah, and they're there on Saturdays for, I think it was till 4 o'clock, and I didn't even know that
until something like that
day. Yeah, they are there. I've never been in the store, of course. I've walked past it. That's about it. And we didn't make it to Vegas, obviously, on the weekend. We ended up. I taught my class, and then my husband's like, yeah, no, that's okay. But so we missed the Veg Fest in Vegas, but I knew that was going to be the case. Couldn't talk him into that unless it was something a lot more interesting. But that's about it, just doing the usual stuff and getting ready for the colder weather. I guess we're going to have some cooler temperatures next week. So, getting out sweaters.
Yeah.
That's about it. And how are things going with your job?
It's there.
Yeah, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Understood.
It's just motivation for me to do my own stuff. And I wish that I could have capitalized on that opportunity when I had 2 years by myself. But I couldn't capitalize on it, so.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Dang. Well, who knows? Maybe something better will come along and catch your eye and be more conducive.
Yeah, I don't dream like that, I guess. I've applied at some places. There's one job I applied for, and they said flat out, we had so many applications that we didn't even look at your application. We're just declining you because we have too many to look through.
Holy cow. No kidding. Well, I guess they were honest, so that's good. Because that's good that they were honest with you. But, geez, it must have been a very highly coveted job.
I guess. I don't know. It was weird. It's like, yeah, I, at least before I used to get turned down because they thought I sucked. But now it's just, yeah, there's too many applications. We're just going to pick somebody.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's different because, you know, I remember times like that when there weren't enough jobs for applicants, and then it seems like it swung the other direction where there were not enough people, not enough working
people. Right, exactly.
People. Yeah, so that's interesting. Yeah, well, I guess you have a set of skills that's desirable for a lot of businesses.
I hope so, but I have skills that are relevant to my own businesses as well. So I hope to capitalize on that somehow. So anyway, Amanda, our business dealings are done for the night. Thank you so much for being here. Please support the other shows here on Freedomizer. It's not just the first negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail to mobilize for all of you. I am.